I wanted to bring you some amazing cancer news. There's a new study out about a new blood test that is spotting multiple cancers without clear symptoms. Many of these cancers were at an early stage, and nearly three quarters were forms not routinely screened for. Author and cancer survivor, author of My Wild Ride, How to Thrive After Breast Cancer and Infidelity, CJ Grace on the line. CJ, welcome to Iowa Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here, Jeff.
So, CJ, how exciting is this news to you?
Well, you know, is the Galeri Grail blood test the holy grail of cancer detection? It certainly would be great if there was a definitive non-invasive test you could find that would tell you whether or not you had cancer. And the company producing the test claims it's designed to detect more than 50 cancers as well as their location in the body before symptoms present. With a very low positive rate. But I'm a two-time breast cancer survivor with a BRCA gene that makes me more susceptible to cancer. And my own oncologist told me that I shouldn't do this test. She felt it was not ready for prime time.
That, you know, and I'm glad you're saying, CJ, look, this is what my doctor said to me, because if you get very excited early on about a test like this and it turns out that it's not the miracle worker that we had hoped for, that puts people in danger, doesn't it, CJ?
Absolutely. And there are variable results depending on the type of cancer. This test seemed to be very good at showing lung cancer, for example. Almost more than 90% of lung cancer seem to be showing up in this test in the Pathfinder study. Not so good for kidney cancer, for instance, less than 20% for that. And a clear result doesn't necessarily mean you haven't got cancer. So, and then if there are false positives, you've got costly follow-up and the emotional toll of having to go through that.
CJ, I can't help but notice that obviously a lot of the emphasis here is on early detection. So overall, how much is early detection important in battling cancer?
You definitely need to have screening. And for this particular test, Galeri says, they say it's not a diagnostic test and should be used as a complement to existing cancer screenings rather than instead of. So this blood test is not going to be a substitute for mammograms or MRIs or whatever you would normally be doing as your cancer protocol. And it's also not FDA approved, so you would have to pay the $949 price tag yourself. Your insurance would not cover it. So yeah, early detection is definitely important for breast cancer in particular. My breast cancer was found from my first, I've had it twice. The first one was found from a mammogram. The second one was found from an MRI. And yeah, I remember reading Elizabeth Edwards' book, and she said that avoiding screening doesn't change the result. It
right.
just changes the outcome. You know,
yeah.
So if you wait, you're going to have a worse outcome.
And CJ, just pulling the title from your book, How to Thrive, you said, look, you're more susceptible to getting breast cancer and you've survived it twice. So what is the key to thriving?
Well, you know, I had a double whammy because I was dealing with infidelity and breast cancer together. And the two of those are often connected, you know, the stress of infidelity, marital breakup, losing your home, financial insecurity. That is a big stressor that can cause illness and disease, and cancer is a major, they've done a lot of research to find that stress and cancer is related. And also the other way around, there's a relationship between being seriously ill and infidelity, particularly for women. That studies have shown, sadly, that men are much more likely to bail when women are seriously ill than the other way around. But my mantra was that, you know, you've got to laugh. The book that I wrote is a comedy self-help memoir with a lot of research done. And if you don't laugh, you cry. You've got to see the sense of humor, the absurdity in life to just be able to get through it. And also, information is power. As a former BBC journalist, I was very anal about looking up everything, doing my research, knowing exactly what my options were. I didn't always listen to the doctors. Generally, I did, but I researched whatever they suggested. One interesting thing, though, was that I gave up wearing a bra because the link between bras and breast cancer is stronger, I found, than the link between smoking and lung cancer.
That is amazing. Her book is called My Wild Ride, How to Thrive After Breast Cancer and Infidelity, the amazing story of CJ Grace this morning. CJ, thanks for sharing your story with me.